Test 69, Section 4, Question 24. Here, we're looking for the overall conclusion of the argument. And what we get is, parents who consistently laud their children for every attempt to accomplish something, whether successful or not, actually erode the youngster's sense of self-esteem. Now, that sounds a lot like a conclusion, but we'll check the rest. Children require commendation for their achievements, but if uniformly praised for what they have accomplished and what they have merely attempted, they will eventually discount all words of commendation. In effect, such children never hear any praise at all. And so, yeah, the whole second half, the last two sentences, merely serve to support the idea that when you praise children for everything, then you erode their sense of self-esteem. So, if we look at our answers, A, parents should praise their children for their achievements. That's not the main point. Children whose actions are praised undeservedly eventually learn to discount all words of praise. That is the last sentence, but that's not really the final conclusion. It's that it undermines their sense of self-esteem. Parents need to distinguish between their own expectations for their children and what their children are actually capable. No. Children's self-esteem will suffer if parents uniformly praise their attempts to accomplish things, regardless of their success or failure. Yes, that is the thing that is the first sentence, and so we like that a lot. And then E, children will develop low self-esteem if their parents do not praise them when they succeed. The passage isn't saying about what will happen if you don't praise them, rather what happens if you do undeservedly. And so therefore, D is our best answer.